How COVID-19 helped Carolina's Marlik reclaim the soul of her fashion company. The Polish designer shares the lessons she learned and offers her best advice to struggling business owners. COVID-19 has spelled disaster for sales in the fashion industry. Brooks Brothers and Neiman Marcus, for example, filed for bankruptcy. And LVMH Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton saw an 84% revenue drop during the first half of 2020. Meanwhile, the McKinsey Institute predicted that fashion companies will post a 90% decline in profits last year, when they had reported a 4% rise in profits the year before. But for designer Carolina Marlik, sales were only one part of the picture. Her fashion company, KZ_K Studio, has weathered the storm not through revenue, but through deep, unique connections with her clientele. When the pandemic first hit in March, the first things Marlik did had nothing to do with clothes. She and her business partner called and texted their 1,000+ clients to check in on them individually. Her clients include A-listers including Jodie Foster, Cynthia Nixon, and Gloria Estefan. Our clientele, these women, are the lifeblood of our business. They are an extension of our family, Marlik, 38, told NBC News Know Your Value. We asked them how they were doing, what was their experience. The same questions came back to us. It became these amazing, uplifting conversations. We could process everything that was going on, together. Though she had just released her spring collection, Marlik decided to forego any promotional language about the new pieces for months in the beginning of the pandemic. Instead, KZ_K sent out newsletters featuring positive messages and visual imagery meant to make people feel good in dark times. The company also hosted weekly Instagram Live events featuring interviews with some of its clients, including a plastic surgeon in Oklahoma and an interior designer in New York. "We connect with a lot of professional and powerful women who are amazing in their fields," said Marlik. "It allowed clients not only to connect with us, but for the community of clients to connect. It was an incredible tool to be productive and encourage each other and be inspired." Perhaps the biggest puzzle Marlik has faced during COVID-19 is that her business is, at its core, in person. KZ_K sells modernist, ready-to-wear outfits for professional women, but was never an online retailer. To design the clothes and style her clients, she relied on face-to-face interactions with them, travel, fabric mills, factories in New York's garment district and all of the employees therein. Not to mention, clients needed a reason to buy high-end fashion when they were largely homebound. Thankfully, her clients are extremely loyal and action-focused. It was their suggestion, in fact, that KZ_K start issuing gift certificates to get some cash flow in lieu of appointments, Marlik said. Her customers bought the certificates in droves, with some of the proceeds going to City Harvest. As the pandemic wore on, it started to feel okay to sell clothes. Though it may have eased the burden, Marlik was opposed to going the online retail route. "A big portion of our design and product experience with clients is one-on-one, and personally I prefer to be in person," said Marlik. "I want to have that experience with each and every client." When the world shut down initially, the question was, how do we continue doing this in a connected way? KZ_K had to get creative. Marlik now confers with clients over video conference, then she sends them customized packages filled with sample clothes, which are available for purchase. Also, an unexpected opportunity arose. Clients suddenly needed to be styled for Zoom calls. What was funny was their appearance from the waist up became extremely important, Marlik said. They were still doing the same amount of meetings, and they had to be viewed professionally. Marlik said she wasn't always so adaptive. Born in Poland, her family moved to the suburbs of Chicago at age 10. She attended the Fashion Institute of Technology and has lived in Manhattan ever since. "I first started in my 20s. When you're at that age, you have impatience," she said. "You're working and saying, why can't this go faster? Why can't I be successful? She launched an eponymous fashion label in 2009 with her business and life partner, a developer named Jesse Keys. They founded KZ_K in 2016. By then, Zmarlik had learned to slow down and shine the focus on her clients and on the well-being of the people working under her. The success and health of a business is not something that happens overnight, she said. Long-term success is going to come when everyone around you, clients, the factories, everyone is committed to the community. KZ_K sales have not fully recovered, Zmarlik said. However, the pandemic has reminded her what her company is all about. She offered the following advice to struggling business owners. Hustle and continue pivoting. Worry less about how quickly success comes, and worry more about the people who are in your business. Worry about the clientele, and building relationships that are lifelong, Zmarlik said. We've been building that focus for years, but it has definitely been solidified in the pandemic.